Good evening, Salamis.
Hello. Good evening. Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
Before we begin, I wish my dear friends a blessing of love and upliftment.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
We all know of the unhappiness and stress suffered by many. I say to you, my dear friends, that there is light. But of course, there is also so much darkness at this moment. So, why is the question that so many of you have been giving out to us in spirit? Why are so many negatives happening in our world? Would you agree?
Yes.
That is some of your questions.
Yes. Yeah. Definitely.
Firstly, I wish you to remember that the planet Earth has existed for a long time in your way of thinking. But in fact, all things move much more quickly from our side of life. The planet has been through many troublesome eras where many people have passed to spirit, have gone from so many incidents of illness, and within the animal kingdoms also. You know, my dear friends, we have spoken of the extinction of some animals over time.
Yes.
Yeah.
This also applies to the people of the planet. So, a lot of it is how we may view it, something that happens, I cannot say regular basis, because that implies that it is for now, and it is not. It has happened for eons of time. Not only Earth planet, but all of the other universes. I have told you, my dear friends, that you are not a single unit without these beautiful universes, and they are beautiful. And I know you probably will think, but why so much? Why so soon? and why does it need to happen? Of course, evolution has to continue, whether you agree with it or not. And I would like you all, my dear friends, to consider that the earth has gone through many changes and is still going through many changes. Many people have died in your world, as in all of the others. At this moment in time, my dear friends, I can say to you, this is another of those times, the era of people not understanding what is happening. We will halt for a moment and allow you some questions. No questions?
I'm sure someone's got a question.
Nevertheless, I know it is difficult to intake all of the facts and the figures and whatever else life brings to you. But let me reassure you, my dear friends, there will be a betterment of judgment amongst the leaders of your world. All of these what you call dreadful things will alter, will change, will make mankind who are on the planet at this moment stop to think.
And that, yeah, that's the main thing. That's definitely, if it helps people become less, you know, materialistic and take time to reconsider why we are here, then we can regard it, then we understand it. I think we can understand that.
Yes. You will never fully understand what is happening because of the outcomes of many things. It has changed your outlook of life. Some people have become more negative as time continues, whilst others can see new beginnings. I would wish you to hold that in your minds, new beginnings.
So will our leaders, a lot of whom have been in denial for the last 2 or 3 years, or probably even longer, but especially while these troubles will
they will subside,
them.
Yes, of course. It may be quite a few years before this happens, but in that time, you individuals of goodness and kindness will come forward, not only on Earth, but in the many
universes. Yeah.
Yes. I need to have one moment, please.
Yes, of course.
Even as I speak, there are irregularities in all of the universes. I believe we touched upon the subject when last we met, or...
Yes.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah. I want you to understand, you are not just one unit, you are a whole universe. of us who is being guided by many people, but the outer universe is also are struggling to cope. It may not be in the same way, but it is true that it has caused much confusion.
Well, it's even more important that we follow our hearts, as Cho said last time, and keep bright spirits.
Yes. There are people alive on your Earth planet at this moment who will bring knowledge to you when the time is right. And I do say, my dear friend, that time is not quite here. But I do want you to feel uplifted and hopeful for the future. Remember the words, new beginnings.
Yes.
Yes.
Those words should uplift and hold you tightly.
So this is more of a pivotal time than some of the other so-called catastrophes
and yes.
things we've had over the last few decades. This is...
It is, but you will succeed in the end. Spirit are working tirelessly, I might say, to help all that they can, as are all the beings upon the planet who can change many things, many, many things. You have to believe in those people as well as the new generations of beings coming forward into the world.
Did you have a question, Sarah?
Yes, I was just going to ask, when you said in the future, are we talking about these millennium children who will be coming of age and able to help us? Are we talking about that sort of time
yes.
frame?
You are speaking about those children, and they are the forerunners of more to come. Not only children, but being able to change energy. Each individual will find, again I use, new beginnings. It is important to keep these words in mind. But yes, the millennium children have come into their own at this time.
Yes.
Try to, my dear friends, as you go through each day, to realize how much goodness there is still in this world. To know you are not alone, to know that we in spirit are still working to help each and every one of you.
So we can also feel some people are spiritually awakening.
Yes.
And it's nice to see that there's more and more of us sending love to everyone, to the planet and the cosmos.
Yes, you must extend your love a little further. They too, other universes, have help available to them also. But imagine it only as a shake-up for your world.
Yes, it's all done with love.
All the help you have would surprise you. And the fact that so many people have goodness, have the goodness of the Creator within them. It may not always be showing at this moment, but I assure you, my dear friends, It is all about and surround you. Surround you every minute of every day. So I say to you, try not to be too concerned, but to give out love and unity and knowledge, whatever you possess. Make sure that it is relayed to others in the world, whether it be by prayer or understanding or the spoken word.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's sort of trying to do all the things you've been telling us to do for a long time.
And when people do not listen, this is the outcome of the world rebelling. But it is part of evolution. Be of no doubt about that. And you cannot stop that.
No. And you mentioned the animals are caught up in it as well.
Yes. Animals that have become extinct, like the dinosaurs in the world.
Oh, I see.
People should look to what has happened on this earth before. It has never always been clear. But I say to you, each era brings something different. New knowledge, new understanding. And that, my dear friends, is what you have to do. Gain new understanding.
So this is, as you say, new shoots. It's the birth of a new era.
It is new beginnings.
New beginnings, yeah.
And I know many people will say to you, but why? Don't be worried by why. Just give out love. It is the strongest gift that you have. And we in spirit know the power of the love that you send. Not only you, but other groups around the world and in the universes. Do we have any questions?
I think that a lot of people, through all that has been happening, are realizing more and more how much we are all connected, and what happens in one country affects everybody else. That understanding is now becoming much stronger and more widespread, and we are so interconnected, not only with each other but with the planet as a whole and with the animals and plants. And I think that is perhaps part of this new beginning.
Yes. You are, after all part of the great Creator.
Yes.
You cannot have one piece separated from the other. You have to see that unity that you have described.
Yes.
It is powerful, my dear friends, powerful. But people have to realize how to use it all for the good. And lots of people will come through these situations thinking more of the love for their fellow man. And I know that is difficult to understand, but it is the truth.
I was listening to a woman talking on the radio. She's an Afghan woman living in the UK at the moment, and she was saying that she's going to fly to Afghanistan in the next week or two and campaign for women's rights out there. And I thought, what a powerful thing to do, to completely buck the trend of people trying to escape in terror and go and face the challenge head on. And it's almost like our cultures have to go through this evolution of struggling and fighting for a cause before they do evolve.
Yes. Yes, your words are clear And yes, it is true that it is much of a struggle for most of the people. But like I said earlier in our talk, there are so many people waiting who are good, who can rebuild, who can help others to understand. And yes, you are right. It is a powerful thing to do for a single human being. That single human being needs it all to grow in knowledge and grow in strength. Yes.
There has been a lot of controversy about vaccines, and I think a lot of people are saying that we can't be vaccinating ourselves forever, that somehow or another we're going to have to find a way through. Is there anything you can say about that?
You have had vaccines for quite some time.
Yes.
And I say, if it is meant to be, then spirit will back you up, I think you would say.
Right, yes.
Yes. And it has saved many lives, but again, that has been part of the evolutionary move of your world.
Yes.
And remember, when people are fearful of the doctors and medical people, that they come from spirit also. Spirit urge these medical people to do the very best they can in the name of love. And I say to you, do not forget your free will.
Yes.
You must always keep your free will. It may not agree with your neighbor, but who is your neighbor to doubt you or themselves, but only to judge for themselves what is standing before them?
Yes.
Yes, I think it's been an opportunity to respect one another's decisions.
You cannot respect yourself. You cannot respect yourself if you do not respect others first.
Yes. We have to. Yes. Yes, that's right.
It is no mean feat, I think, to look at yourself so clearly that you can see all of the faults of the human being, to feel the love of the Creator in every moment of every day, helping, impressing other people. You understand? Yes.
When you say about different universes and everything is affected elsewhere, is it a case of what we've been going through here is planet Earth's own way of kind of rebalancing itself and its energy through this virus?
Yes, you've said that very well. Of course, you have to have unity at some point. And sometimes all of these things happen and you have to give the world a little shake. Yes. You have to allow people to develop the thought for themselves. Would it not be so easy to step in as spirit and say, stop all of these things happening? Where would it bring us to?
They wouldn't learn.
Yes.
So
I do think that some of the, going back to the vaccine, some of the decisions are made out of fear of the unknown, of if the vaccine is going to work.
Yes, but that is their entitlement to be fearful, if that is what they feel. It is better to express what you feel than to try to find not excuses, but to try to find reasoning for all of the happenings that have taken place. Yes. Do you understand? No.
Yes, I think I do understand. Yes, thank you.
Yes, you mean to make your own choice. It's better to follow your own heart.
It is better to make your choice, because then who is responsible?
Exactly, yes. We learn.
You learn as you go along, as you grow, as your understanding grows. If you are not ready for accepting something, then deny it.
Mm-hmm. It's the same with parenting. You have to stand back and allow them to make their choices.
Yes.
And sometimes it's quite painful for parents, but you still have to stand back and let them make their choices, from which they then learn. But
always remember that you are only keepers of children as they grow.
Yes, exactly.
There comes a time when you say, I have shown you all I can, now you must learn.
Exactly, yes. Yes, yeah, you can guide if they will be guided. You can suggest things, and that's right, they then make their choice.
I would say to you all, be grateful that you have this thing called mind. I have not used it for a while, but your mind is your most powerful thing, because it belongs to spirit. Other thoughts are left behind on earth that you have used perhaps throughout a lifetime. But when it comes to knowing yourself, you have to be free and given that choice. Do you understand?
Yes.
You sound doubtful, but that is okay, because that is also a learning curve. To not understand and then to find the answers.
Yeah, I think there are lots of choices presented, and we have to be responsible for our own decisions.
Each individual knows what is right for them. Whether you agree with that sentiment or not, it is true. Each and every one of you in this room deep down know what is right for them. And we in spirit do our utmost to guide you through the time that you spend here on this planet.
And we are very grateful for that.
Thank you. Now, I hope I have helped to make things a little clearer. And yes, perhaps it is not what you wanted to hear. But I say to you, my dear friends, I bring to you all the love that you have shown to others. And that one tiny thought grows and expands until all recognize what they are doing. So I say to you this time, I am so pleased to join with you, and we will continue to dissect this place called Earth.
Thank you, Salima.
Thank you for the positivity of new beginnings.
Yeah,
difficult to be positive.
I know, and that is why I have said it a few times through this meeting. Remember it, it is worth remembering.
Yes.
Yeah. All the words are worth remembering, Salima. Thank you.
And I'm so pleased to join with you again.
And so are we.
Hope your hearts are singing.
Yes.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, because to say we've missed you doesn't justify it at all.
But it is only because you have not been with me. I have been with you most of the time.
Yes, I could feel it at times,
yes.
It's certainly interesting to see the way all the different countries around the world are dealing with it slightly differently and coping differently.
Yeah.
It's definitely a learning experience for this planet.
And for the leaders that you choose, of course you must learn to choose wisely.
Yes.
And that is not always possible.
We're working on that one. Yeah.
Good.
And it's not always easy and not always possible to choose the leader of some countries. Some leaders choose themselves.
Yes.
And people don't have a word to say about it.
Yeah. Mm. Yes. Yes, no one ever said that it wasn't complex, this world. It is at times.
Mm.
But just stop and think how it has grown in love and respect for others.
Mm.
Because it has happened. All is not doom and gloom.
Mm.
And the moment you think that way, then that gives it the power to grow also.
Mm.
That's why it's important to keep that love and let it grow and grow and grow and give out your love to the other universes.
Yes, we must remember that, because we are really responsible for, as you say, we're sort of
everything is the same thing.
we will literally create the doom and gloom around us if that's what we're putting out. So we mustn't.
But it has been so for some time.
Mm.
And as I said, it will continue. But only to find the ending is pretty good.
Mm. Mm. Oh,
that's good.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Mm.
I totally. I know that. I know the ending is fantastic. You've got, well, in
it's
spirit,
home,
it's fantastic,
anyway.
But even on the earth, it has its moments. Even with COVID, there's been wonderful times.
It is only one virus of many, many, many.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
They do have devastating effects, you would like to think, but for my way of thinking, it is only another lesson to be learned.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Mm.
Mm.
Mm. Yes. So take responsibility, each one of you, for yourselves, and then you can move forward to help others.
And for our thoughts.
Remember that even just a smile to another lonely, unhappy person is giving you the power that you need to grow.
That's true.
Yes.
Now, my dear friends, I must leave you.
Mm.
And until we come together again, I say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Our love goes with you.
Yes.
Thank you.
As always.
Yes.